It's Let It Go from the blockbuster Disney movie, Frozen. It's become such a hit that many parents are sick to death of hearing it over and over again.
That's not true.
Reporter Nicola Weir has managed to squeeze her way into the studio to defend this car crash of a song.
You've called it a dopey song.
Yes.
And parents are fed up listening to it.
It's awful.
Where are you getting your information from? It's wrong.
Awful. Even the director has apologised about it. This is Jennifer Lee. She has said that she's sorry to mums and dads across the world who are absolutely fed up listening to it.
She was only joking.
She was not.
She's laughing. It's made him 1 billion. She's laughing all the way to the bank. She doesn't care.
Listen to this. Andrea McVeigh, back me up here.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, I'm immune to Disney storms anyway, but it's not as good as the ones from my childhood and your childhood, I hope, Stephen. It's no, you know, no, a deer, a female deer. It's no climb every mountain. It's no titty titty bang bang. It's very complicated for
us. It's animated, Andrea. It's animated.
Yes, but don't you think it's very complicated? I mean, can you imagine? I just don't get it, like a 5-year-old singing it. But not only that, Disney are so litigious. I mean, they'll sue anybody.
Let them sue me. It's cake.
Well, there's been a thing going out saying, you know, you're not allowed to sing it at, like, Christmas parties. You're not allowed to do parodies of it. You can't sing it at karaoke.
It's not going to stop me at the Christmas party.
If you do anything
I've been belting
like
it out.
You may well see. Well, I'm telling them. They'll be listening to the Nolan Show and you're in for it, Mrs. Italia.
Well, all I'm saying is that I think it is a fantastic film. I think it is fabulous for small children. I love hearing small children singing Let It Go. In fact, about 3 weekends ago, I took my daughter to the sing-along at Cityside. And I have to say, it was wonderful to see so many parents there with their children, having a lovely Sunday afternoon. They were singing it in the cinema. I mean, kids can't win. What would you prefer them to do, Andrea? Sit at home on the Xbox or have their nose stuck in an iPad?
No, I think going to the cinema is one of the great pleasures in life, but I just don't think it's such a very good film or a very good song. And the marketing is everywhere. Surely as a parent, you're just exhausted. I mean, I see Frozen everything, pajamas, 90s, toys, dressing up things, everything. I mean, surely parents are just being milked. Death.
Well, I do agree with you there. I do.
Sing along versions and everything. I mean, every single last penny is being milked from it, and that's not a very sort of. That's not really the spirit of childhood that you want to see. You want to see kids enjoying themselves, but really being.
You never shut her up, Nicola. You need to jump in.
I'm going to say I do agree with you there, Andrea. But I think that the whole essence of the films is lovely. I think it teaches you great lessons. You were saying about other films that you know from our childhood that we would remember, but I think the songs in it are so memorable. That's what makes it a great animated film. And the lessons it teaches you are that you shouldn't fall in love with the first man you meet. That even if your sister ignores you for years, there's still hope. That there's a choice been a partner between a prince and someone who shovels. No, you should always look beyond the money and the title, that you can be a woman and rule a kingdom without a man by your side. Reindeers are nicer than people, and above all, let it go.
You're serious, aren't you?
I am serious. I just love this film.
You've taken all of those kind of social responsibility messages out of a film.
Yes, of course. Have you seen it, Stephen?
No, I wouldn't go anywhere near it.
Why?
Definitely not. It's awful.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful film, and it makes children smile, brings families together.
We actually have Andrea, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a clip of Nicholas singing this somewhere in the office. I think the team. Oh, this was in the car on the way home from a sing along. Let's have a listen to this.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn my back and slam the door. Here I'll stand. And here I'll stay. Let it go, let it go.
The thing is, you're not even embarrassed.
I think I think Simon Cowell's just on the phone.
You're not even embarrassed.
No, why would I? I think that I have a wonderful voice.
BBC unreservedly apologises for that. Here's Brian Lambeg. Good morning to you, Brian.
Hi, Stephen.
Good
morning. Listen, before I said about the number of times that my 8-year-old daughter has us listening to the whole
good for her.
Frozen album. Since you're such a big mummy's boy, I think you and your mum would really love sitting down and watching Frozen together.
I've got the words here and I want Stephen to sing it because we've got the music and I think Stephen should have a wee go at it.
I am not singing. I can't sing. I'm not singing. I'm having to go to the Nolan Show Christmas party, Brian, this Thursday night. Can you think of anything worse than being surrounded by this lot, trapped with them? Brian's gone. John's in Donnymanagh. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Mr. Dolly. You only speak to me this morning. You didn't keep me sitting 15 minutes yesterday and not speak to me.
Well, you're lucky you got on today. If I hadn't known it was you, I wouldn't have let you on at all.
All you have to do is say, let it go.
Why, are you the controller, Mr. Nolan?
Not yet.
Okay. No, my question is for Mrs. Nicola Weir.
Oh, goodness.
This is a lady.
Is it Miss or Mrs.?
Ms.
Ms.
Oh, she's Ms. Oh, sorry. So that's, okay, fair enough. My question to her is, there's a lady that used to do the BBC Newsline around 6:30 on the TV.
That's right, she's been promoted.
She's been demoted, in my opinion. She has been demoted to a 9:00 radio slot.
Promoted?
No, demoted.
Do you know what? I have to agree with you, caller.
Lisa McAllister seems to have taken her job.
I know. It's a job swap, job share.
Would you not see it, Miss Weir? Would you not see it really as an emotion?
Well, Stephen's sitting opposite me here and he's threatening me with a big stick. So, well, no, it's a promotion. Definitely a promotion.
She's on more
money than Owen Show then,
Matt. You bet she's on more money. You should see what she's getting, John. It's unbelievable. I would actually encourage you all to put in a Freedom of Information request and demand her salary.
I'm putting in a Freedom of Information request right now to you, Mr. Noel.
Yes.
Has Nicola Weir been demoted? Has she been demoted and has she been moved to from the 6:30 prime time show? Northern Ireland News on the TV can now be on the radio at 9:00 in the morning with you.
You see, what you've got to understand, John, all right? Here's what you've got to understand.
Now, don't you start getting rid about me.
I have got...
About my looks or anything.
This is a compliment. I've actually got a little bit of responsibility in the BBC, okay? Because I've been here a few years.
Yeah.
And I actually think it's quite important, since we are the biggest show in the country, John, I actually think it's quite important to reach out to the BBC newsroom and train some of them. And bring them up here, just so that we can help them up their game, so that when they go back there, they'll have learned from the big show.
Well, at least in the cast, I mean, demoted them.
Well, we wanted rid of her, so we
you wanted
pushed,
rid of her.
Yes,
you have no idea. He's saying that he's training me. You have no idea the shape of that team up the stairs. Vinny hasn't a clue. I mean, in fact, I think he's sleeping at the minute. Ross doesn't even smile anymore.
Oh, can I stop you about Vinny? Vinny took the hump with me because he got an award for apparently being the best newcomer, but he was only on the radio 6 weeks.
That's how good he is.
Aye. He took the hump in me with that, isn't he? He hasn't spoke to me since.
Vinny, John, was in New York, all right?
Okay.
Vinny, how can I put this?
What?
I think he's... Well, I don't know why he's still in New York, but he hasn't come home, John.
He hasn't come home?
No.
He is. He's up the stairs sleeping.
Is he?
I saw him this morning. He's up
the
stairs.
Did he just weigh in?
Yes.
Well, can I have this?
Where are you from? Is it John? No.
Yes, it's John.
John, where are you from?
I'm from Donnymanagh.
Don't encourage him.
Did you like me doing the farming?
No, I'm not a farmer. Can I just say this to you, whatever you
are. You can call me Nicola.
Oh, Nicola, can I just tell you this? Do you see if UTV come in and say to you, look, we'll put you in the 6:00 news reporter, grab it with both hands, because you're actually wasting what you are. I think myself you're actually a good reporter. I think you're very, you know.
I am still reporting.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're not, no, you're too, and my eyes are now, and I'll tell you what to do, ask the public this morning.
There we go. We'll do a poll, Stephen.
Do a straw poll this morning. Yeah. Just say, if you're demoted from the TV to the radio.
Demoted? I have not been demoted.
But my eyes you have.
I might let her on my TV show, John.
But that's 5 golden rings.
Well, that's next week's guy, Christmas show.
I'm not allowed in 5 gold rings. Vinny is, but I'm not.
That's actually a waste of television taxpayers' money.
Shut up. You haven't seen it yet. It's going to be brilliant.
I used to see it before it was on before.
You've never seen it before. It's never been on the TV ever.
It's
a brand new show, you spoofer.
It's been on the TV, Mr. Noel. Stop telling lies to me. Been on the TV, certainly. Than you did it before.
Now, here's Rob in Dundrod. Good morning, Rob.
I love this. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Nicola. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Stephen, you can go home now.
I can.
Aye. You send that boy Stephen home there because he's only a waste of space, that boy, you know.
Thank you for that. Do you like Nicola, Rob?
Nicola is absolutely brilliant. She is a multi-talented woman.
Do you think
Doesn't matter whether she's doing the farming programme or whether she's doing the news and TV, she delivers.
Do you think we should be extending her training up here?
I think you could do better than take just a wee leaf out of her book. You know that?
You see, Stephen. You can go home now.
There's a big queue, Nicola. You can give us the insight. There's a big queue, presumably, from the newsroom for people trying to get into the Nolan show.
Oh, the amount of people I had to knock down, I think there was at least 1.5.
Nobody else applied.
1.5, I think.
Oh, dear. Anyway, do you know that Vinny's going to be banging the table if he's in the office downstairs?
Stephen wants me out now.
Vinny's going to go absolutely ballistic here.
You're too able for him, Nicola. That's what it is.
No, you're dead right.
He can't bully you. You can stand up for yourself.
You're dead right.
And I liked your wee ditty there about Frozen. I liked your wee ditty about Stephen. I liked her wee ditty there about Frozen because there wasn't stitches driving down into Lisburn.
Did you like me singing that?
Oh,
I think
you.
We should close the song or close the show with Stephen and me singing that song together.
That would be very good. I would even make another donation to Children in Need if you did that.
Never mind that. If you make a donation to me, send me money.
No, make a donation to our Christmas party on Thursday.
Oh, aye. Help them get drunk.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
John, presumably you're still there. John and Donna Mann, are you still there, John?
Yes, I am indeed, yes.
Young Vincent will be raging now because the last 5 to 6 minutes has just been spent talking about someone else in the team and not him.
He's going
to be absolutely raging.
Mr. Nolan, he huffed with me.
He won't be raging. He's still asleep.